ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. Across the country, chaos and arrests as campus protests against the war in Gaza swell. That was a sound at Emory University in Atlanta. Columbia University setting today as the deadline to move a student encampment. So far, they are still there. Analysis continues to come in to the absolute immunity arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court Thursday. ABC's Terry Moran was there.
At the heart of this case, Donald Trump's unprecedented claim. His lawyer telling the justices that presidents can never face criminal prosecution for anything they do in office that can be linked to their official duties.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it.
The sheer magnitude of that claim hung over the courtroom, several justices acknowledging the stakes.
This case has huge implications for the presidency, for the future of the presidency, for the future of the country.
Today, the former president's criminal hush money trial continues in New York. The National Enquirer publisher expected back on the stand. This is ABC News. Under arrest now in Nevada, a couple accused of keeping their child in a cage.
Misty and Jeffrey Scanlon are accused of child abuse and neglect. After their children went missing for a week, a truancy officer was sent to the home and heard a child screaming. When police responded and went inside, they say they found a large enclosure in the living room with metal bars and locked doors, like a jail cell, with an 11-year-old boy inside wearing only a diaper. Police say there was feces around the house, on the floors and walls, and trash all over, and locks on the children's bedrooms. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Some Ring doorbell owners will be taking part of a $5.6 million settlement. The FTC had accused Ring of violating customer privacy by sharing doorbell videos without permission. And there may be a big change coming on Southwest Airlines. It's known for flying without assigned seats. But after posting a first quarter loss, the CEO of Southwest says it's opening the door to creating a first class section. Shiri Preston, ABC News.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Halfer Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin's flagship campus in Madison is slipping in the global and national rankings. The Wall Street Journal ranks it 79th. Internationally, UW-Madison has fallen to as low as 102nd in one ranking. Authors of the UW's internal studies say the UW-Madison gets fewer federal research grants. People who need a few hundred bucks in a hurry can take out loans on smartphone apps, but consumer advocates warn of steep hidden costs. Lucia Constantine is with the Center for Responsible Lending.
They are trapping consumers in a cycle of borrowing that is similar to that of a payday loan.
A bipartisan bill to curb predatory lending in Wisconsin stalled in the last session of the state legislature. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers draft a left tackle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers picked Jordan Morgan, a left tackle out of Arizona, in the first round. Morgan says he's watched a lot of tape of former Packer David Bakhtiari over the years.
Really strong arms, really strong upper body, and he can really lock people up, which is where I get my game from. I like to just lock people up and stalemate. And, I mean, he's just a dog.
At the 25th pick, did the Packers ever consider taking offers to trade down GM Brian Gutekunst?
There was a couple things we were looking at to, you know, to make, you know, kind of looking at if it did it make sense chance to move backwards at the end of the day because Jordan was available. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to make sure we secured the player.
Iowa defensive back Cooper DeJean was not selected. He'll still be available tonight in rounds 2 and 3. Baseball. The Brewers with a 7-5 win over the Pirates thanks to a 2-run homer by Gary Sanchez. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, he's a veteran hitter, and he's given us a big lift doing that. I mean, it won the game for us.
NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers in Indy tonight for game 3 of their playoff series. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today with a few scattered showers developing by late this afternoon. Our high today, 58. The wind southeast gusting to near 30. Tonight, more thunderstorms, 49. Tomorrow, cloudy. Scattered showers, thunderstorms, and a couple of those could be severe. It'll be breezy with a high of 75. Be weather aware tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Pete Schwaba.
Monday, April 29th on Nightlight, I welcome on Milwaukee.com entertainment reporter Matt Miller to talk about the Milwaukee Film Festival and civic media reporter and personality Melissa Kay.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion non-obtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you out there. Draft day. The Green Bay Packers have a new Wildcat from the University of Arizona. Ow. This is my Wildcat, Ralph.
Wow, that's good. I was sleeping.
Yeah. Big offensive lineman. Versatile. Seems like a good kid.
Even Larry McCarron said that yesterday. Yeah. That the Packers weigh very heavy on the character of the persons that they fit in with, the not only the team, but they fit in with the community. So, and
they don't deal with many knuckleheads.
No.
You know, that's even Jair Alexander last year. They kind of hammered him down
right,
well, pretty quick.
There, yeah. Do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is going to be fun because I don't know if you watch any of that, but
I watched, but I fell asleep.
I think there were a lot of people there.
They estimated at first 400. Thousand.
And
now I saw this morning, actually, Goodell said 275,000, but the early estimates by the media and everything were 400,000.
Well, I know they couldn't.
And they had to shut it off.
Yeah, I know. Which I don't think people would be too happy about that. But at 6:30, we're going to find out a little bit more because we have the mayor coming on. And that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people to manage just from a facility standpoint, but from a security standpoint, too. And
I don't know Detroit anymore. I mean, that whole area is so different from when I lived down there. So I can't visualize like where they were type of thing.
But even, you know, like, and it's not a marathon, but I mean, if somebody faints or that, you got the cops
in the middle
in
of them.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we've got X amount of officers and X amount of firefighters. So it seems like we would have to get some help. So maybe. That's
well, you never know with something like that. I mean, do they even buy tickets or do they just show up? I don't really even know.
I think that's a ticketed event.
Is it? How much?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm assuming it's a ticket. We talked about people jumping over.
I know because they couldn't get. They had to shut it off. There were so many people.
Yeah.
And they said the traffic around there was just. And I saw an article from Detroit News or Freeport, one of them, and one of the guys they interviewed was from Gwinn, Michigan, up in the UP, and you know, they drove all the way down for it. And I mean, there's people from all over the country, all over the world, go to that thing. And I don't really know why. No disrespect. I know we're bringing a great, huge event. We're the greatest, you know. But just to stand there for like 5 hours on cement or on blacktop.
And when you kind of know. And they don't watch all the cutaways that we get to see at home.
Right.
You know about this
is where this
guy played. This was his best play.
Well, they have big screens. So I guess they have three giant screens.
Do they have to? Do they get tortured with all the commercials, too?
I don't know. There's a lot of them, though.
There's a lot of commercials.
That thing is sold out.
Anyway,
Is anybody out there, have you ever been to one?
Well,
let us know.
And then there was a guy, I will say the media, they sent reporters over there, which I thought was, you know.
Yeah.
I think that was interesting. And many of the people were saying they're coming here next year. Like, it wasn't just because it was Lions fans. They go to every draft.
Yeah.
So You know,
oh, yeah, we'll have, yeah, I know.
I think they're coming.
And your house is going to be the party house.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Man. That's going to be the party. Hey, Todd, speaking of tickets, did I tell you how I saved him for one yesterday?
No.
Oh, oh. He did. No, not speeding. Not speeding.
Oh, parking?
Parking.
Yeah. So I went for a walk yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay? Just try to get my 5,000 steps in. And come back through this way. And actually, because I was going to stop in here and grab something to drink. And I walked past the car, Jim's car. And I saw the light blink in the red light.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I come in here. I said, Jim, your meter's expired. He goes, no, it's not. I put in a bunch of money. I said, ah, Jim, I think it's pretty sure it's your car. So he goes there. He goes, ah, I put it in the wrong meter.
So the guy next to me got free parking. I was in a hurry to get here because I do my. So, yeah, we taped our show. And then our guest was upset that. You know, he needed some quarters and couldn't find parking and he's handicapped and where's the handicap parking here? And I'm like, I don't know, call the mayor. I just like, come on, sit down. We got to do this interview. But geez, said, yeah. Right. Yeah, thanks for saving me that. I did not want to spend $22. So wow.
But you're like me going through your car trying to find a quarter under the floor mat.
I'm bringing the mats back, looking in there. And I just really, what I ended up doing was, you know, Kyle, that kid that helps me out.
Yeah.
I just gave him my wallet. I said, figure out that.
Yeah.
So he comes back.
I don't know how to use it either.
Me either. I said, there's credit cards in there. Just get me on it. So he did it.
Yeah. I don't blame him. Wow. So anyway, big day, of course, the NFL draft yesterday. Second round coming up today. Packers got a big offensive lineman. Quarterbacks went early and fast.
Yeah, they did.
Wow. One, two, three. Unbelievable. And then Atlanta. Which, you know, made the big signing this year for Kirk Cousins.
Yeah,
they used a quarterback in the first round, too, which kind of surprised everybody. But, yeah, quarterbacks were the hot commodity.
Yeah. The guy going to the Bears, I just really liked his interview.
Me, too.
I think.
Seems like a classy kid.
He does. He does.
Really, actually, I agree.
I think maybe that team could use that. You know, they're. They're sometimes not the nicest fans. I've sat next to Bear fans.
Oh, really?
And maybe he's good. I don't know. I should say bring some class to it. But I just really liked his interview. I thought, okay, he could fit in Green Bay.
Yeah, it seems like a good kid.
He seems like that.
Totally could not agree more. Right. Yep. But, you know, Larry, when we had The Rock on yesterday, and somebody even texted there, I said, hey, why don't you guys give Larry an hour? And we could have. We could have got an hour with Larry yesterday. Don't think he was real happy with you asking about the Bears.
Well, you know what? Mm-hmm. This is what I did. First of all, I think he's pretty schooled in other teams when he's on the radio.
Yeah, yes.
And he's from there.
Yeah.
And I still think, everybody says Minnesota, I still think they're our biggest rival. So I just thought maybe he's keeping a pulse on them. And he's like, I don't really care.
I don't think they're going to be the biggest rival until they are a contender again.
Oh, but your dad hated him.
I know.
Grandpa
no, I understand
did,
that. But you know. I'm just saying, to me, a Vikings game is like, this is, you know, life and death, bare knuckle contest. Bears, it's like, you pretty much know you're going to beat them.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But it's still pretty close, though, if you look at the overall.
Not in the last 20 years.
But I still think it's within two or three games.
And that's great, because the 1950s, the Bears probably won 50 out of 51 games. But, man, since Favre and Rodgers have come in town, it's been a different story.
It has. Yeah. Well, and now they got a guy. We'll see. I just, that guy sounded like a great quarterback.
Boy, I'll tell you one tragic thing. But if anybody wants to know, and I don't know, I'm not saying it's football that caused it or anything, but, you know, I've mentioned before how many former football players, and you don't hear it in baseball as much or basketball, but how many football and hockey, how many old school football and hockey players get ALS or Parkinson's or dementia? Steve McMichael, who was he was a jerk. I couldn't stomach him, okay, as a player. One of the biggest, most bad guys around, tougher than nails. And he just got elected to the NFL Hall of Fame. You should see him. I don't know if it's ALS or if it's dementia or what it is. He is like 100 pounds. Can't speak.
Yeah.
I mean, I think down the road there's going to be more research into what that does accumulation-wise.
I think the jury's kind of out on that. It's not one big blow. It's multiple.
Right. Well, they talk a lot more about the traumatic brain injury, CTE.
Right.
Okay. But what I'm saying is I don't think there's been much research into the ALS and the Parkinson's and things like that, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think they concentrate on... You know, just the CTE. There's a lot of them, Jim. Wow.
I don't know if that's because of football, but you're saying it could be.
Yeah. I'm just saying I think there's a lot more research
that needs to be
done. And again, I will say this. You know, it's that era of guys when, I mean, Bill Schrader, I remember we had him on one time when we talked, and he had a concussion so bad one time when he was playing for the Lions, he couldn't see straight. And Mariucci was the coach, said, you got to get out there because you're just going to be a decoy, and you know, otherwise, you'll. And he was, and he literally wasn't sure which sideline to go back to. And he was told to go into the game. And we're not talking, you know, George Halas or
I was
going to
say that
Steve
sounds
Mariucci.
Like, you know, the 50s, but
yeah.
Wow.
So I and now that's, you know, obviously as soon as something happens, now they do the protocol, they do whatever,
well,
whatever.
Watch, there's people just watching that.
Do you know how I heard they do those tests?
They have it, right? They have it in file?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They ask them questions, like, what's the capital of
right.
Delaware?
Yeah.
And they'll have it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll do that when they're normal, or when they're not dinged, I guess I should say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got a text here, this guy's right, John Dorsey's working for the Lions, though, and traded right in front of us. I'll tell you what, John Dorsey was so instrumental in building the Kansas City Chiefs into what they are. We'll look out for him with the Lions. He's got that knack. He grew up with Ted Thompson and Ron Wolf. I mean, the old school guys. That's a big thing. That's a really big thing. Todd, do we have tickets for today's game at Milwaukee?
No, for Sunday.
Oh, because Yankees at Milwaukee today. That's awesome.
Yep.
That's
6:35 on WISS tonight.
Beautiful. Today is National Pretzel Day. Not a pretzel fan. You?
Soft pretzels at a game, maybe.
No. Todd, you?
Oh, yeah.
Walking
Are
down.
Yeah.
See the New York, you know, the hot dogs, but there's a lot of pretzel carts there, too.
Yeah,
soft,
I know.
Soft pretzels with cheese.
Okay, can I just ask you one question?
Yeah.
Okay, and I will pay $10 of your fine. By the way, the $10 I won from you yesterday, it just went on the fine thing here where it's $10 less for me.
Nah, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Todd okayed it.
We okayed it. Yep.
Luke at corporate okayed it. We went through corporate.
Yeah, right.
Here's the thing. I will give you that $10 back.
Okay.
If you answer this question.
Right.
What TV show was this? I'm giving you a chance. What TV show? Ready? These pretzels are making me thirsty.
I have a guess.
So I think it's the guy that is in Seinfeld. Is he in there?
Yes.
Jerry Stiller?
Yeah, Jerry Stiller. That's what I think it is.
Kramer.
Kramer.
Yeah, because he was getting a line in a Woody Allen movie. Remember?
Okay, but I said Seinfeld, so I got that.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
I got
nice.
That. I can't believe I got that.
I can't either.
I don't even watch that show.
I can't either.
But that's all you. Okay.
But you did a very good job of, I mean, the way you delivered it, it sounded like a Seinfeld delivered line.
It did. So, but I... Okay.
All right. Congratulations.
All right. I made 10 bucks already.
It's a good day for Jim.
617. I'm already $10 richer.
So do you want me to put that onto John's
Absolutely.
Feet?
Okay.
Remember I took that one away from yesterday?
Yeah. Todd, just
now that even so.
Just put it where put it where it hurts the most.
One thing that John and I were talking about before
if
we started.
This was my old show. If this was my old show.
Yeah.
This would have been the response.
John, we got cameras now.
Okay, I'm going to show it.
Jeez. You're the one who tells me I never remember we're on TV or streaming, whatever that is.
In my old show, this would have been uttered right after you said that.
Okay, John.
It's fun to be in the seventh grade again. We got to send a quick break. We got lots going on. The official mayor of Green Bay is in Motown. We'll find out from him firsthand what it was like last night at round number one of the NFL draft. That's coming to Green Bay in a year. Isn't that something?
Year from yesterday, huh?
Back after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here's your Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2024 Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, it's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke with the Midwest Farm Report. Heard weekday mornings at 5 right here on WISS. If you like food, if you like farmers, tune in and learn. 5 a.m. on Air Support 93.3 FM and 1100 a.m. Oshkosh.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Hey, welcome back. Combined on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and the Civic Media app. Not a bad morning out there. 41 degrees in Green Bay, 43 in Appleton, 43 in Oshkosh. Winds from the east-southeast at 6 miles an hour, with gusts up to 8.
Well, that's nothing. That's great.
Todd, would you check that?
Oh, he's just he makes this up. John, we're going to get
so
fine.
What did you say, though?
He just said something
winds,
about...
Winds east to southeast, 6 to 8 miles an hour.
Southeast, 8 miles an hour.
Give me the bell.
I can't believe it.
Give me the bell. Give me the bell. Give me the bell. Thank you.
You do win. That's, I am, okay, wow. I'm not impressed, but I'm like, wow, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Today is also first kiss day. Who's the first girl you ever kissed?
Ooh. Sixth grade.
Sixth?
We think it's late.
Boy, they start them young out there. I was Rivers.
Eight. Yeah, you two Rivers guys are like that.
What do you mean you were eight? That's
I was eighth grade.
Oh, eighth grade. Yeah.
Wow.
Do you remember who it was?
I think. I'd have to think a little bit. Connie Pronto could have been her.
Mine was Carolyn Luma.
Yeah.
How are you, Todd?
A name, I think.
Maybe sixth grade, seventh grade.
Wow, I'm the last one.
Yeah, you were. Well.
Well, you saw the kind of hair I had. Who'd want that?
I don't know. Everybody seems to really like it online. We posted that picture.
Jeez. Eighth grade.
And you...
Wait, hey, quick poll. Hold your
first
kiss.
That's because you took out...
First, like, real kiss. I was eighth grade.
That's because you took out women that were more interested in same sex.
Oh, my God.
You said that...
Am I sorry I ever brought that up?
And that's why. Maybe,
Am
they,
I
maybe
sorry
you attempted.
I is ever... The, is, brought
is,
that
is,
up.
Is the question your first attempted kiss?
Oh,
your
my
first
God.
Kiss,
so. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Right. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. No.
By the way, the mayor was not here yesterday when we wrapped up the poll.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's why that's why he won the $10.
Yeah.
Because the poll was 65 to 45.
Yeah.
Something like
35.
That. Yeah.
Wow. That's.
And that's it. If you ever bought lingerie for somebody.
Wow.
Yeah. And I love the promo Todd put together of you saying, I never buy my lingerie at Walmart. That will live in infamy. That's it, Todd. We got to do a t-shirt that. Down the road with all the other and my quotes on one side, Jim's quotes on the other.
Yeah.
We'll sell them. Yes.
But I, right, I cut out
what
early.
What is Arbor Day?
When?
Is that like Conservation Day, like Earth Day?
Yeah.
Kind of?
Yeah.
Same type of thing.
Is it
trees,
today?
Right?
Today, yeah.
Yep. Well, that's
Troy
weird.
Trees.
Isn't that weird? We just had Earth Day on Monday, now Arbor Day on Friday. Wow. Hey, but anyway, you let me cut out early yesterday, and I went to the...
Heard that was huge.
It was unbelievable how many people were there.
I saw East Champion was there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I talked
got
to
an
him.
Award.
Yeah. Anyway, I have... There's, six or seven different categories. The Youth Award, Volunteer of the Year. There's different organizations that won. The one that was nominated that I thought was going to win when I looked at the list, although they're all really good, was that the guys who make those beds sleep well or heavenly. They're all wearing shirts that, and they all sat at the same table. I said, I think you guys are going to win this thing, but anyway, they didn't. But they were nominated, which is really important. But we're going to get some of those people on.
Well,
I talked
absolutely.
To them after because they're all, obviously. Nobody...
That's one of the cool things about this area, though.
Oh,
volunteer.
Man.
People will volunteer for anything.
And they put a dollar to that one time. Now, it was a while ago, but I think they used, $12 or something like that. It was just how much money people save.
By,
and, even us at the community shelter, our guy got runner-up.
Oh, no
that
kidding.
Was very cool. So
that's very cool.
Channel 5, it was hosted by Tom Zelaski and the food lady.
McCormick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they said they want to do an interview with him, but yeah, I'm going to nominate him, but he's very, very shy, so I don't think he's going to do that. But anyway, Michelle's like, yeah, you got to come on our show and do an interview. And it's like, I don't know.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, anyway, it was great. That was a great event. And just congrats to all those volunteers. You know, like I said, I bet you, I don't know, there was 800,000. There was as many people there that were there for the steak for everyone, too.
Yeah.
Packed.
I will say this. Atrium's a pretty cool place to have some. But it's not great acoustically.
Nope. Well.
It's so high ceilings. And I think I'm getting a little bit hard of hearing.
Yeah.
I really do.
That, you know, that age, and you've been wearing these headphones for 4 years.
I know.
Years.
I think that's hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just have a hard time with the acoustics.
Okay. Here's
a little bit.
There's a couple things you can do. You can put, because I had a party there one time, and we had a.
Of course you did.
No, wait, I'm not kidding you. We had, it was for the sesquicentennial. We had a party there and there was 4 living mayors, had them come in. We gave them, anyway, it was a dance party. But we spent the money because I really wanted the sound to be good. If you, any presidential campaign, any campaign, sound's number one.
More absolutely.
More than a sight line.
Anything, everything. Yeah. Yeah.
And if you put repeats in the back.
Yeah.
Cost $7,000 for each one.
That's wow.
What's a turnip charge?
But if you can't hear the person clearly, just, you lose
just,
interest.
And then they start talking to themselves, to each other. And then that's just this.
Yeah.
Anyway. The acoustics were great yesterday, so they did it right.
Good.
I could hear everything, although I was
front and center. Anybody say, hey, listen to the show.
I got in there late because it was already started. I was supposed to be there at 8. I got there, you know, 8:15, but Tom Zlosky gave me a nice shout out.
Oh, did he?
So, yeah, that was nice of him.
When he saw you walking in?
Yep.
Did you do that on purpose? Because sometimes people don't. Sometimes politicians do
politicians
that.
Politicians do.
Yeah.
Or they ask a really stupid question just to, so everybody knows they're there.
Yeah. Yeah. Today is also Burlesque Day. Okay. I was at a burlesque show in
Vegas.
Vegas. It's not a strip show.
No.
They don't take anything off.
But that's, yeah, it's a burlesque show. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Channing Tatum, 44 years old today. Melania. Is that how you pronounce it? Melania?
Melania.
Melania Trump is 54. Kevin James is 59. Carol Burnett is 91.
Wow.
There you go on your birthdays.
Wow, 91.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice she's still living. I'm not sure I would have got that right.
I didn't know she was that old, to be honest with you.
Huh.
Wow. Do you know Robert Redford's like 85? It's like, how do all these people get old so quick? What happened?
Because we got old, too. That's
did
the problem.
We? No. I'm not sure.
Yes, we did.
I don't know if we did.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. No, look at us.
No.
And vim and vigor.
Right. Nope. Huh?
Yeah, we're
I
good.
Feel
which,
young.
Which is which? Which one? Which one's Vim?
I'm Vim. He's bigger. You know, one of the things though too, as far as with you know, we're always talking about physical fitness and health and and things like that.
Yes.
One of the things that I keep reading about because it says you need to walk 10,000 steps. That's 5 miles.
Yeah.
Who's gonna walk 5 miles every day? Who's going to walk 5 miles every day?
Well, think about it. It's in bigger cities, they don't have cars. They'd walk the subway. They walk this. I was going to tell you, like last weekend, I easily put on 10, 15,000. I'm not saying we walked everywhere.
Oh, in New York. I believe it.
But I you have to give up stuff. They tell you park far away.
I know. But what I'm saying.
They make us do here.
I know. I'm trying to make a point about that.
Okay, right.
But it said, don't think of it like an endurance thing. Because it used to be, okay, if you go jogging, you got to jog for like 45 minutes to get your blood or you get your
heart rate
to a certain thing.
Right.
Walking's not like that. They said to walk a half an hour. Do 3 10-minute walks, and it does the same for your heart and for your metabolism as doing a 30-minute walk. It's the same number of minutes, but you can just add those up into short little segments.
I don't know
that.
If it's the same because you got to start up and wind down. I don't know
well, this
that.
Was a, this was a doctor from like Harvard, so I don't know.
Yeah.
You probably know a little more because you went to Harvard too. And, you know, it's probably behind you in class and graded on a curve. Okay, it's gonna be one of those days.
Next guest,
we got a good guest coming up. We got Eric Genrich, Green Bay Mayor, live from Detroit City. We got Mark Houston from Bell and Sports Medicine. We got Manda and Dennis Peters for the weekend. What's up? We got live music from Ike Aruba. This could be phenomenal. Stay with us.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun.
It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Monday, the federal mandate that all dairy operators in Wisconsin must comply with goes into effect. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Again, remember, beginning Monday, all lactating dairy cows that are going to be transported across state lines will have to undergo testing looking for the highly pathogenic avian influenza virus. Dr. Darlene Conkle, Wisconsin state veterinarian, explains why they're just focusing in on those lactating dairy cows.
What we've been able to find out in the short period of time we've been dealing with this virus in cattle, it seems that the lactating animals are the highest risk for spread. So we're trying to concentrate on the area that will give us the most information and lessen the risk by requiring negative testing before those animals move state to state, because we know cattle do concentrate the virus in their mammary glands. That's where we're looking at gathering the most information, is from these lactating animals. It could change in the future based on things that we learn about this virus going forward.
Dr. Darlene Conkler, Wisconsin state veterinarian, commenting about the new mandate that goes into effect on Monday, requiring all lactating dairy cows that are going to be transported across state lines to have a verified test of being negative of the high path avian influenza virus. If you've got questions, she advises the best thing to do, contact your local veterinarian. All testing costs will be covered by the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service.
Fast-growing, safe on seed, nutrient-rich. Fuel up for a winning season with Paraline, the ultimate in-furrow starter fertilizer by CHS. This all-in-one liquid fertilizer combines advanced enzyme technology, a low-salt formulation, and patented chelate to develop strong roots faster and emerge ahead of the pack. Call your CHS agronomy representative to place your Paraline order today.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer. Nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Yesterday in Chicago, no change on barrel or block cheese prices or AA butter. This morning, the Class 3 milk for May is up 7 at $18.25. June's up 8, $18.28. Currently, December corn's unchanged at $4.76. November soybeans are down 2 at $11.73. July new crop wheat also down 2 at $6.18 a bushel. Just a quick snapshot of what's happening with the markets on a Friday morning. Again, if you've got more questions about that new dairy mandate, go to MidwestFarmReport.com for more. I'm PM Yonke.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today with a few scattered showers developing by late this afternoon. Our high today, 58. The wind southeast gusting to near 30. Tonight, more thunderstorms, 49. Tomorrow, cloudy. Scattered showers, thunderstorms, and a couple of those could be severe. It'll be breezy with a high of 75. Be weather aware tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest, because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. From I-43 to... Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app.
Download it today.
Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here on day two of the NFL draft in downtown Detroit. And we've got our correspondent working for us.
We went to the top. Got the best one we could get. Mr. Mayor, welcome.
Morning. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We watched it on TV. You were not the only one there.
It was a mass of humanity.
Yeah, right? A few folks came to Detroit. I think the latest estimate for day one was like 275,000 or some astronomical number. So, yeah, a lot of people gathering for the festivities.
And that's with a lot of people then had to get turned away because there just wasn't any more room. I saw one thing. It might be close to 300 if the space was bigger.
Yeah, I know that they had 420,000 people signed up for the app the day prior to the event. So, so it's a big number of people, even larger than what's been talked about, I think, for Green Bay, which I think many of us always knew was kind of on the conservative side of things, because they'd been talking 250,000 for hours. But just given how close or how drivable our site is, which is the same situation for Detroit, with a lot of Midwest teams and in relatively close proximity, I think we're going to be seeing a similar number, if not, maybe even a few more.
Right.
Lambeau is obviously Mecca for a lot of football fans, and it's going to be an attractive place.
Absolutely. Because, God bless the Lions. They're playing good now and everything. But nobody says, on my bucket list is to see where the Lions play. But it sure is for a lot of people where the Packers play.
Yeah. That's going to add people. So it's like, if I'm going to go to a draft, I'm going to go to that one. Yeah. I want to see Lambeau. I want to experience that. So instead of building buildings, we're going to raise buildings or what?
Well, one thing, it's been interesting just to watch the event come together logistically, and talk to Mayor Duggan a little bit, who I know Jim from your days as mayor. Really impressive guy.
Isn't he?
Done some great. Yeah, he's done some great things.
Did he tell you his Fox?
He's been mayor about.
But did he tell you about his Foxcom story? Ask him about that.
No.
Okay.
I will have to ask.
They flew him over there.
He's been mayor, I think, about 10 years now.
Yeah, he is. He's doing a great, great job. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just saying, the way that they've pulled things together here is pretty impressive, but the complexity of it is kind of at a different level, just given the fact that they're in a really big city with high-rise buildings, and the event itself is downtown. In all likelihood, of course, our campus is going to be sort of focused on Lambeau Field, and kind of stretching out east and west on either side of it. So the campus for our draft, I think, is going to be simpler than what they're dealing with here, but obviously still a huge number of people. And I think the thing that we've been thinking about for a while already and would just encourage literally everybody in town to think about is how we leverage the draft to benefit the entirety of the community. Because I know Kansas City, some of their frustrations were that, you get everybody to the event, and then there's not as much activation throughout the rest of the community as you'd like to see. So I think that's kind of why Detroit did things the way they've done. So there's just a lot to learn, I think, from the way that they're doing things and how we can translate it to Green Bay.
Well, and I don't know if with that many people, there's enough to go around for everybody. Or I didn't know if you guys could do something that, like the Wednesday on the waterfront down here and just get everybody down here. But and the weather, when they announced it, I was like, oh my God. I think when they announced it, it was snowing. I'm not kidding you, like 2 years ago. And but it's going to be 70 on Saturday. So, I just hope we have this kind of weather. Today it's great.
It looks beautiful in Detroit.
So we can do a lot outside, downtown. And you had mentioned maybe even open up Bay Beach a little bit early, at least to come and just ride the Zip and Pippin and or a couple of those rides out there. I think that would be really cool. I think people will do that because, they want to experience more than a draft too.
Right. Absolutely. Now, I haven't cleared that with Dan and Jason yet, but I personally think that would be kind of a cool thing, to have the Zip and Pippin open, maybe the big wheel.
Yeah.
And there's obviously a ton of parking out there, which is going to be a real need for this event, is to have a good number of satellite parking locations. So, activating Bay Beach a little bit, I think, makes a ton of sense. And then obviously we've got City Stadium over at East High, and a fair number of parking spots over there. With school being out, I think some of our schools could be good locations for parking. And then to your point, Jim, about, maybe the Wednesday before. Yeah, I think there's a a lot of reason why we would want to have some events at Lake Park, on Broadway, downtown Green Bay, do some block party type things. There's a lot, I think, that we can do, but it's going to require, you know, not just city government planning this stuff. It's really going to require a lot of thought on the part of our bids and business owners and community organizations and individuals to pull this off.
Hey, Eric, just from TV, I'm sure they only show the good sites, but as far as it seems like, if you're going to go make the effort to go to an NFL draft, you're not a knucklehead who's going to go there just to get sloshed and swear and do it. It seems like a pretty controlled crowd, right?
Right. Yeah, that's been, you know, that's what we have heard. That's what I've experienced so far. You know, there's a fair number of beers being consumed,
sure.
But, you know, Kansas City had 3 arrests. Las Vegas had 0. Nashville had 0. So the NFL kind of knows what they're doing when it comes to security. And as you know, Jim, and I think you probably know John as well, Jim Arch is sort of the expert in the NFL security side of things, and, you know, former police chief for City of Green Bay. So we've got a great working relationship with him, and he and his team have done an incredible job over the last several years with this event in particular. And with his knowledge and experience with the city, I mean, I think we're a little bit ahead of some of the other folks who have had these events.
And we are speaking with the real mayor of Green Bay, who's in Detroit, representing Green Bay.
I think you're right. Jim Arts is very excited about this. I think this, I'm not sure how long he's going to stay working after this, but this is something he's been really looking forward to for years and talking about it. And, I think the city's in really good hands. Hey, you're going to put together, I just want to volunteer, Johnny and I, for the downtown draft committee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
To.
Put us on there, and then we can also, you know, get the word out. But, hey, anything you're concerned about? I mean, you probably don't want to say that on the radio, but, I mean, anything that we have to work on now that we're a year out?
I mean, no major concerns. It's really just, you know, it's a large number of people, right, for a, you know, relatively modest-sized community. And so just figuring out the best way to move people around as easily as possible. Obviously, been talking to Patty Kiewicz, who's a fantastic director for Metro Transit for us. You know, so we're going to be doing some good things there with our game day routes, you know, which have been active for a long time on actual game days, but, you know, kind of having those running throughout the entirety of the draft and maybe beefing them up and, you know, changing some routes and things. And then, of course, working with, you know, private companies like Lamers and others to shuttle people around. Transportation, I think, you know, is going to be kind of complex, but I think there's a way for us to figure it out. That's, you know, that's one thing that we've been talking a fair amount about.
I just got to ask one quick question, Eric, because we had a gentleman on last week, a couple of weeks ago now, about advice for people who are going to try to do the Airbnb type things.
Yeah.
Are you guys looking at that? I mean, is that a little bit of a something you got to really keep an eye on too?
Yeah, I mean, Discover Green Bay has a good kind of one-stop shop.
Yep.
If people want to go there and are interested in, you know, putting their home up on Airbnb or Vrbo or what have you, they can go there and get some information. Yeah, it's complicated. There's a lot you got to do with Brown County Public Health, and then on our side of things from the city as well, getting permitted. We've got a short-term rental inspector that we just recently hired, kind of anticipating that, you know, we're going to see some more activity in this area. So, yeah, I mean, we want as many people to stay in the city of Green Bay and surrounding communities as possible. So if people are interested in doing that, we'd definitely encourage it. But the reality is this is going to be an event that benefits the state in its entirety. I think you're going to see people, you know, staying as far away as Milwaukee, Madison, maybe, you know, Wausau, who knows, Eau Claire. So it's going to be good for everybody.
But there's an opportunity for people, if they want to do the Airbnb, maybe move in with their neighbor and, you know, split the cost or something. But there's
right.
But,
I mean, yeah, we're sold out. You planning to stay with John?
I don't need the money that bad.
Eric, let me tell you. Everybody knows this story. Maybe you've heard it. The night we did the downtown international food tour,
a
couple weeks ago, we get on the trolley. There's guys, the last one on. There's Jim sitting there by himself. So I sit with him. He goes, hey, there's an empty seat back there. I go, so? He goes, why don't you go sit back there? I'm like, what are you talking about? I sit by yourself.
So, yeah, so you spend enough time together. Huh?
Right, exactly. So you understand.
Can I get the porta potty commission on this thing, Eric?
You know, there's a lot of entrepreneurial opportunities here. And so I was just going to ask you the permitting of one of the, I was just in New York visiting the girls and, the street vendors, right? The hot dog carts. But I want to do a cheese curd cart. Johnny and I want to do that.
Yeah, fried cheese curds.
Fried cheese curds.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. You should do the little like fried donuts though as well.
Oh, we can do those.
Okay, we can do those. We'll do those in the. Okay,
oh, yeah. We're all over this.
So it's going to be Milo and the mayor. Can I use that, mayor? Will you let me market that? And then we're going to do the cheese curds.
That's fine.
Okay, great.
Did you hear?
As long as I get a little bit of a discount,
a little something on the side,
and talk to Celestine.
Okay.
Celestine, she, you know, she'll handle the permitting there.
No, right. I'm not talking to her. She scares me.
Hey, take care of you.
One last thing, Eric. Do me a favor, please. Help me to fix up the Bart Starr corner there where it's coming over the bridge on Walnut Street where the fence is all busted up and the sign is crooked. And I've got an artist, you know, my man Spencer, who does all that. He sent me four beautiful drawings of Bart Starr that he'd be more than happy to donate and put up there and everything.
I really want
Ray Nitschke and Bart Starr for their bridges to have a lot more, just a cooler look and pop to them, if possible. But the problem is I can't get the sign changed.
I know, well, you've been talking to the county a little bit, right?
Yeah, but they said it's got to go through the state because they control the bridges, so they won't let me put a different sign. But even if that sign's the same, we can just clean up that area and put a really nice painting mural of Bart Starr.
Yeah, well, let me know. I mean, honestly, reach out and we'll sit down and maybe I think we probably need to talk to K&K.
Okay,
right. Those are good guys.
Because they're very community minded, but they're the private property owner there. Yeah. But yeah, we can figure this out.
Awesome, appreciate that.
What color are you gonna have the bridges for this draft? All green and gold.
Oh gosh,
the whole time.
Yeah, why not?
Right? That's right, man.
I mean, otherwise. So.
No, Eric, no, no. You know what you gotta do? Whoever's on the clock, you put their colors.
Oh, jeez.
Yes. I'll be that guy. I'll be there, that guy. Turn the switch to the different colors. What do you think?
Yeah.
It's like when they can figure it out, John.
Mayor, I put up with this every day for 3 hours.
It's like when they get a new pope and they send up the white smoke.
My condolences.
Versus the black smoke. Same thing. I'm telling you, this could work.
Let's table that one for now. But well, Mayor, thanks for being out there and taking a look at that because, you know, you're going to be the focal point and people, well, not the focal point, but people are going to be looking to you.
The point man
to show, you know, it's, you got a world stage for 3 days and it's going to be great.
And actually, Eric, if you wouldn't mind sometime next week, come back and give us a full wrap up on the things you took with you that are good or bad or whatever. We'd appreciate that.
Yeah. But it,
happy to pop in.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you're too concerned. I love that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's great. Because you show confidence, the city's going to have confidence.
Well, and honestly, I mean, we have such, I mentioned Jim Arts and the work that he does for the NFL. I think that's a huge asset. And then, of course, you know, our public safety teams led by Chief Davis and Chief Knott, you know, Steve Grenier on the DPW side of things. We've done this, you know, year after year with games at Lambeau. Now, this is on another scale, right?
Yeah.
But we've got a great team and we collaborate with the Sheriff's Department and Village of Ashwaubenon and a bunch of other entities, you know, all the time. So, you know, we've got the right stage set, and so I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, man, it's going to be fun, and this is kind of like...
The countdown has begun.
It has, and it's kind of like the Super Bowl. It's just a great, great venue that we're going to have. It's going to be so exciting. And
biggest thing ever happened in Green Bay.
Right, and look at 4 days of this, which is awesome. So
And, you know, our community members are just natural ambassadors, right? I think everybody's really going to step up and... Yeah. And, you know, create a great experience for everyone.
All right. Well, we're going to do that here. And, safe travels to you. Enjoy the draft. And, we'll talk to you. We'll circle back next week sometime.
And it's great to talk to a real mayor.
Sounds great. thanks for checking in, guys.
Thanks, all right, Mayor. Take care. See ya. There you go.
Yeah, I'm happy for him. And you know, Paul Jane went to a Super Bowl. I went to a Super Bowl. And, you know, that's a cool thing to do.
Absolutely.
Eric would like that, but like my wife said, this could be his Super Bowl. You know what I mean? So I think it's great that he's... I know he could... I know that was before...
I think we're going to see a Super Bowl in Jordan Love's career.
In 3 years?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I wouldn't be shocked if it's this coming year. I'm serious.
I love it.
If they improve... I mean, Kansas City's the big hurdle. We don't have to go against...
Little Motown music.
But San Francisco and Kansas and the Packers, I think...
That's
I'm excited about this team.
I love it.
All right. We got to set a quick break. Mind of the Mayor back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here. Good looking Friday morning. Special thanks to Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
Checking in from Motown, right?
Yep. Countdown has begun to NFL Draft Green Bay. Biggest thing that ever happened in Green Bay, I would think, right?
Oh,
it's bringing in the most people of all time. Like, you know, I was only fit X number at the games. But you know, it's kind of like that thing I told you when we were in San Diego. Were you the mayor when the Packers were in San Diego
to
play the Broncos? And we were going to go to that. We were going to go to one of the big parties. And Budweiser, I think, was ran out of beer. Because they calculate how many people come to the game for tickets and then how many else. And the number of Packer fans who didn't have tickets but just want to come down and party was like 10 times more than they expected.
Yeah. And I think
a lot of that's going to happen here.
But see, that's why we've been working on this for 2 years. When we went to Dallas for the Super Bowl, you were down there. They had that ice storm.
It was horrible.
And then the taxi cabs went on strike.
Yeah, it was horrible.
You got to get that stuff like a contingency plan.
Well, you know they went on strike because they'd have the power, but, you know, the cabs.
Yeah, but I might have, I don't know, if you heard rumors they're going on strike, wouldn't you kind of prevent that and say, look, at least for this two weeks, we're going to give you a raise?
But I will say this, though, too. They were so unprepared for that weather.
Oh, my God.
You remember that, Jim?
Yeah.
I mean, you could literally, two guys had to hold on to each other walking down a sidewalk.
It's just,
Most glare ice you've ever seen.
They had no salt.
They had nothing.
I think they were going to get some plows from,
nothing they had. It was terrible.
I think we got to think about those things if it snows type thing. But, I just think, you know, you don't want to dwell on that, but I just think there's a great opportunity. I would like to see some street vendors pop up. I think that would be cool to get their little cart with their little tent, be it shirts.
You mean cheese curd, Nick?
Chili, cheese curds, whatever it is. And, you know, of course, you report everything, but there'd be a kind of a cash business.
What do you mean you report everything?
You know, what you would take in, you would just go on your taxes, the cash that you would take in.
Okay. Yeah.
Wink, wink.
I'll be in charge of that. Let me put my accounting degree to good use.
But I think it would be fun for students to try something. And I hope the cities and the municipalities are super easy with the permits, that they don't get greedy. Like, I think if you're a student and you want to vend something or make something at home, vend it or whatever you're going to do.
What about my birdhouse?
It'd be like $50. Well, nobody's going to buy a birdhouse.
You never know.
You got to fly home. No, that ain't going to happen. But yeah, I'm talking about something that is probably consumable, or, you know, shirts, trinkets, that kind of stuff. And there'll be people doing that. It's like when the president comes into town, or even the campaign thing, all those street corners with those buttons and everything.
Those are
making money. But,
you know what I forgot to ask him? I know there's one question I forgot to ask. Do you have to buy a ticket? He said about 4,000 are on the app. So what is that?
Yeah.
Is it? I don't know.
I'm seeing him the 30th.
Okay.
So
let's get him on again next week.
You bet.
Okay.
And he can come in.
That's what I mean. But to wrap it up.
Yes. Okay. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
But I just, like I said, with all these vendors that are going to come out, I would hope that if you're a student, your permit would be like $25 or something, not $150.
Yeah.
You know, to give
a vending thing?
For a street corner or something.
Okay. All right.
I think we could have a lot of fun with this and make a little cash.
What else could I sell?
And report it.
What else do you think I could sell?
We'll think. We got a year to think.
Okay.
We're going to come up with something. But he's on to something with the
deep fried cheese. I've got a hot dog cart I'll rent to you for $10.
$10.
I think read that again.
I've got a heart.
Put your glasses on, Johnny.
I've got a hot dog cart I'll rent you for $10K. I didn't see the K.
Yeah.
I missed that. Okay.
I will.
Okay.
No, I'll rent it on a commission, right? So.
Is a hot dog cart really $10,000?
Yeah, probably with, you know, if it's got the heater.
You know what I could sell? Yeah. You know what we could sell?
But we're going to have our hot dogs.
No, we could sell?
The best.
No, we're not selling hot dogs. We're selling pasties.
There you go.
We're selling pasties. Man.
There you go.
Yeah, but where are we going to get them made?
I'm going to bring them all down from the UP.
No.
I'm bringing the people down from the UP.
No, John.
My niece, listen to me. My niece is in charge of doing like 600 at a setting for the Knights of Columbus and the Elks Club up in Nagani.
Yep.
I'll have her in charge. We'll bring down a busload of crazy women from the UP.
Okay.
We'll put them up someplace. They'll have a lot of fun. They'll tear it up till closing time.
That could work.
And they'll be up at 6 in the morning cutting potatoes.
That could work.
I know.
That could work.
I know.
Could we maybe use the kitchen over at the shelter?
Absolutely. Jim? Absolutely. They can get all those tables. They can come in there and just get a production line going.
Okay.
Media is going to be there covering it.
Yeah.
And then what you got to do is you got to get on that app. I'm sure they have. I'm sure that thing's all ads, right?
All right. Yeah.
And we got to get an ad on there.
Okay.
And,
all right.
You know, this is the corner we're going to sell. We're going to. Todd, can we sell them out of the studio?
Yeah! Can we open these windows? Remember when I told you, like, in Tucson, we used to buy the lunches right at that lady's house?
Right, right.
Where she took out her front window?
We'll just take out one of those panes.
One pane?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that'd be cool.
And people be, then they get some downtown, so we should.
And they'd be like, what's this?
Right.
And they'd be like, well, this is a pasty.
We should go to the city and have them subsidize this, because we're bringing people downtown.
Okay.
So.
You handle that part.
Or free parking or something.
Something. That you handle
people
that part.
Come downtown, get a pasty, and we'll do that. You know, maybe we'll do that. See, what the Packers don't have, they got, like, everything, but what they don't have is water. So we have to do something. That's why I said that Wednesday's on the waterfront or something. We got to get people
down. I think I meant bottled water.
No. I'm talking about just the so, but there's a lot of other things. I think what he's doing at East High School, I think that's a really, really good idea.
Okay.
To turn that into something.
What if we had
glam band?
What if we had some homemade type booze, like your buddy brought in that time with the honey and stuff, and we just sold shots. This is homemade with natural honey.
From Wisconsin.
Right here, from Wisconsin. Wisconsin maple trees. How big would that be? That'd be huge. That'd be huge.
I think we're gonna have that cart over by Lambeau.
Okay. All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Down here, we can have the pasties, and but I think over there is where we'll do. I don't know. Should we do that over there? But I think that's a really good idea.
Okay.
We got to think about this, right, Johnny, but I think there's some serious cash coming in.
Got this here. The 2000. Did you do this, Todd, or did somebody send this?
I looked
in?
This up on Google.
The 2024 draft is free to attend and open to the public, but ticket packages are available for purchase for the second and third rounds, starting at, is this legit?
Yeah.
$950 per person? The 4th through 7th at $550 per person. Please be wary of potential ticket scams. Wow. Okay.
I don't get that. Why would the first three rounds be
the
free?
The first round is free. And then the rest are
I'm not sure.
charged. Huh.
Well.
Okay. I'd like to know if anybody out there, please text us if you've been to an NFL draft. And what was the experience like? Yeah. I'd like to know.
Hey, this is going to be so much fun. My mind's racing.
Mine too.
Yeah. I can tell.
Yeah,
I wonder what your office was like when you were mayor. Did you just sit down and talk all day, and people were taking notes and running around, or what?
I've been there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was that what it was?
Yes.
Like?
It was.
Kevin, Kevin, come here. Chad, take care of this. True
but
or false?
True or false? That would be a true state. But yes. Anyway, we'll figure something out.
$10,000 for a hot dog cart?
Yeah, I know. No.
Can't you just put out a grill? Can I just take my grill from home? I'll clean it.
We're going to figure something out.
All right. We got to work.
He's not part of it.
So. Yeah.
All right.
All right. We're going to set a quick break. Mark Hughes and Bell and Sports Medicine coming up. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Todd Allball.
Hey, everybody, stop by on a TGIF edition. That's thank goodness it's Friday. Our old friend Peter Rapine from E-Bombs World stops by with a week in review. Wacky things humans do.
The Todd Allball Show, weekdays noon till 2. What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.